Blog Talk Radio. The cars are reliable. Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Created some damn habit, Dion. you commented on some of the shit on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
About Kwanzaa. Shit.
So you got it started, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny that the history of this guy, and then that's what we're going to talk about. And I didn't know it was this long ago. Well, Drew, but in 2015, I wrote this pamphlet that I sell for a dollar. I know that's almost 5 years ago that I wrote this 120 questions to ask the Christian preacher. And we're going to go into this book later on, but we're going to start off with describing what we're going to be doing from now on. Is we're going to be storytelling. We're going to tell you a story. Don't believe a goddamn thing that I say. Don't believe nothing I say. Do the research, because I'm going to give you where to do the research. You read it. You analyze it. And that is if you're interested in what I'm saying. And that's for anybody. You know, Brother Drew will tell you that, me and Cole tell you that. Oh, any God get the message out here on earth. Me and Cole don't tell you. Go do the research. You done heard, how many times you heard us say that? You've been with us a long time, boy.
Every day before election.
Yeah, you see, every time before election, we tell you, don't believe nothing we say. Do the research. And we're going to tell you where to go to get the research. So now I see that these lectures is good to be in a storytelling form. And deceptive intelligence. I mean, we have, you, everybody know what deceptive means. When somebody done deceive you, and your intelligence that you got is deceptive information. It's not correct information. It's wrong. It's completely opposite of what it say it is. If you understand opposites, which is the second law of nature. Second law of nature is the laws of opposites. Now, when you get into that, the laws of opposites mean that you're in a dualist system. So everything you see in creation is a dualist system, meaning that it's a pair. It's something opposite of this. It means that it's male and it's female. It's he and it's she. And it ain't no goddamn in between with the second law of nature. It either is, it ain't. Now, if it got a little in between, Brother Drew,
uh-huh.
You know what great-great-grandpa, when he was teaching me, he say, boy, he say, Little Hawk, he say, when your mama start teaching you and it's got a in between, he say, that's where you can tell that is the little white lie. You know, the little white lie is, it's okay to tell a little white lie. Grandpa say, either you is or you ain't. You ain't no in between. Ain't no in between in esoteric knowledge. It is is and ain't, because that's the second law of nature. Second law of nature, everything that's in on earth is in a dualist system. It means it ain't no in between, and it ain't no revised version. See, that comes up on the head of deceptive intelligence. You get your intelligence from your schooling. Your mind is a school of thoughts. That's your education. That's what you got a doctor's degree with, a summa cum laude, magna cum laude, and cum laude. But whose goddamn school of thoughts is it? Whose school of thought do you have? You have not yours. The people that give you your doctor's degrees and all these beautiful titles don't look like you. So you ain't in your people. Although you say you them, because you say I'm a black Gentile. That's deceptive intelligence. Somebody done deceived you. And when we teach esoteric knowledge, Brother Drew, and use the five W's and the one H in a chronological order, using ethnology, we don't make no mistakes. This is the teaching that's taught into secret societies, as they known in today. They were known as Masons. They were known as Mystery School of God. That's what they started off at, as the Mystery School of God. The Mystery School of God became Masons. The Masons became a secret society in this language, when you break down the truth in this language. This language is defined by the Webster family. The correct dictionary to get, which costs boo-boo money now, is the Noah Webster Dictionary, and that is the original dictionary for this language that we speak, which is hybrid German. To deceive you, the brother Noah put out the Daniel Webster Dictionary, where they teach in the school system. We busting some ass down, Brother Drew. So we busting ass down about what we've been taught.
Brother Water, yeah, I had to. You get them.
And see, when we look at this stuff, man, and ask ourselves a question and then go find out the history to it, you see how they have deceived us to the point where everything in creation is mind. We know that you can understand the minds of the people as we speak. That's the reason I know when I meet a person isn't any what they call hope and help from, is because of how far they are and they think. Because what you believe is going to come out of your mouth time you open.
Right.
It's going to come out in your school of thoughts. You're going to show it in your signs and symbols and your color. In today's society, you're going to show that. So every secret society got its colors. And you'll be able to trace red, white, and blue starts in Babylon. There's a flag, which was a banner then. A banner and a flag is the same thing. But we've been deceived, Brother Drew, that it's not. See, this is deceptive intelligence. 4 days from now, Brother Drew, we're going to come into some hell of a deceptive intelligent knowledge.
Uh-huh. Right.
That we believe in. That it is a new year. That new year will be called January the 1st, 2020. Now, an esoteric student like me and Brother Drew, and like great-great-grandpa taught me how to diffuse this knowledge, and both my grandmothers beat the shit into me how to diffuse it. And if I didn't, when I got up of age and didn't understand, they put Big Hawk on Little Hawk, meaning my daddy. He beat this knowledge into me, Brother Drew. And I didn't want Big Hawk whooping me. I wanted my mama's grandmother whooping me, and not my daddy, mama, and my daddy beating on my butt. I didn't want them two on my butt, because when they got on my butt, I got scars on my butt right now, Brother Drew, from the butt whooping.
Uh-huh.
Or something, not wanting to learn this information that I'm sharing with you. See, my study started a long time ago. It started at 3 years old. And that's 70 years ago. And see, now, the word, we ask ourselves a question. What is the definition of new? The definition of new is never has come into existence. Do you hear me, Brother Drew?
Oh, yeah.
It never should. When you put the word new in this language in front of it, it means something that has never been existed comes into existence by reason. They don't know why it comes into existence. It just comes into existence. And this is the beginning of that existence, history, get named and all of this stuff, beautiful names in this language, So, when we say it's a new year, that means that January 1st, 4 days from now, it's the first time it ever happened. Oh, no, brother. Deceptive intelligence. Look how many people believe that, Brother Drew. Look
right.
How many people believe that 4 days from now, it's going to be a new year, and that's a lie.
Yeah, pretty
see,
much a whole world, almost. Well, not everybody, but a majority of the whole world.
Let's look. See, in 1881, Brother Drew, they put out the King James Bible. The Zionist Jews did. In 1881, they put out Sir Walter Gough's Science of Eugenics. This is 1881. In 1889, the Grand Sanhedrin met. See, every 100 years the Grand Sanhedrin meets. So this book that they put out in 1881 was a revised version of the William Shakespeare Temple 1523 Bible that he got killed for, because he wrote the Bible in what was called the forbidden language. And for 350 years, you would get killed by this language that we're speaking right now if you used it. But the United States sued the Catholic Church, who this was the. Once upon a time, the Catholic Church ruled the whole world. You first have to know that. They ruled the world. See, every time they, in a nation of people, they came over here and conquered, you came, you had a priest on that. And that was, the land belonged to the priest. So at one time, the Catholic Church owned the world. Up under Catholicism. See, that was in the beginning, Brother Drew, of a certain era and a certain time period. See, history goes through an age, era, time, and a world. A world is every 10 years, which is a decade. A world is a culture of how the people think, with their mindset at that age. In that era, and then you can trace on down how it affects the generations of people. After 12 years, every 12 years, a new generation started. In 70 years, you can see if it was good or bad for your ass, what the present day thinking was that was different from what you were born upon. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? I know you do. But see, this is getting a better understanding of what we don't want to getting deceptive intelligence off of us when we look at things like this. I mean, you know what I said, but you look at things like, we say, and I ain't talking fast, I'm talking slow. See, when we can see these things, we see through a time period, and see, this is what you call genocide. Now, this nation of people over here, May 1st, 1776, the Anglo-Saxon changed his name to American, and the first one was John Hancock, because when they signed the Constitution, which was written by Lord Number One and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of Scottish Rite Masons, after they had defeated the Duncan Masons of the South, when they wrote that Constitution, John Hancock signed it because he was the Grand Poupinet at that time. That's the highest you are in the secret society in the Masonic Order, U-HNIC. He committed treason That's when Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson signed it 3 months later. They wanted to see if Cornwall going to come kill us for signing this thing. So when it didn't, the Anglo-Saxons became the American. That's 243 years ago. That's when America first got started. And they said that they was up on the National Republic Constitution, which meaning they believe what the Greeks believed there. They believed in the form of government and all the gods of ancient Greece. When they became a Republican form of government, that's what happened. You believe it. The first Republican was Greek. And then when we trace that history of the Greek brothers, it was very amazing. We asked ourselves, what is a Greek? A Greek is a Yehuda, which you call a Jew, that was conquered by the people of Hell. Now that's amazing. Now we got to find out who the hell is the people of Hell. Well, that's the fast children. Magog, God, through going to the 10th chapter of Genesis and find out who Magog's children was, called a Gentile. When the Gentile conquered the Yehuda and had a baby born, the baby was called a Greek. That's what we'll find when we go back in history, Brother Drew. You don't have to believe me, goddamn it. You can Google this stuff now. You can Google most of this stuff that I'm saying. I'm just telling you the story. It's storytelling time. And this form of government, when we look down the history, we'll see that John Quincy Adams revised all of the Republic Constitution, which all of the European countries, Russia, Germany, and all the European countries had this Republican form of government, Brother Drew, into a national republic form of government. So it became a national Republican Constitution. That's what Russia's Constitution is, it's called. That's what Germany's Constitution is called. That is what America's Constitution is called, and we didn't know this because they don't teach this in history classes. They only teach it in secret societies. They don't teach this in history classes. John Quincy Adams Jr., after he revised it, became what? President of the United States. And his daddy was also the president during this time that this revising was going on. And the next time in history that you see father and son, hell, me and you know them, the Bush boys. We live to see history repeat itself.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? See, the next time we see this in history, we see it with who? The Bush boys, dad and son. John Quincy Adams Jr. But what did they do when they was in office? I peeped at them. This is what I know from them butt whoopings, them old ladies, on them cold winter mornings and winter nights in Crockett, Texas, we sitting around that pot-bellied stove, wood-burning stove, Brother Drew, and I got a book in my hand, got a switch in there, and I'm reading to them, because they can't see. They playing that game on, so they going to teach me to read the books that they read, because they can't see that good up under the lamp. See, we had lamp light. We didn't have no, at both my grandmother's house, only at daddy's house did we have electricity. Both them grandmother's house, we had lamp light. And they couldn't see that good, so I had to read to them because I had young eyes. And I had certain books to read to them. And this is where I learned this stuff that I'm storytelling. See. And I remember when we first formed this group. You weren't in it, Brother Drew, but I asked, I said, what would be a good motto for the group? And Sister Shahada, you know Sister Shahada. She say, Brother Daoud, because I was going as Daoud then. And that still means David, and that's what this Canaanite name, I have all the, as I went through, Daoud means that I was a Muslim at that time. I was transforming myself into the Wahya Zakaria. She say, a good motto is there is no transformation without information. So, that is the most truthful thing that you could ever say. You have no transformation without information. And see, that became our motto, and I added on now, documentation beats all bullshit God conversation. Now, that's what the right Reverend Woman has added on now, which the Reverend Woman is what they used to call my daddy. I took his name after he died. That was one of my daddy's nicknames. His name that everybody called him, they either call him Reverend Whoop Ass or Big Hawk.
All right.
In Crockett, Texas. In Crockett, Texas, I'm known as Little Hawk. Everybody called me Little Hawk. Great-great-grandfather was Crazy Hawk, and Grandpa, my daddy's father, they called him Red Hawk. We born to the Hawk clan, meaning that great-great-grandpa used to train Falcon Hawk to get eagle feathers. See, the only way that you can kill an eagle, Grandpa and them didn't have no guns, great-great-grandpa, is that you had to train hawks to kill them. And that's a magnificent thing. Falcon hawks in the air attack the eagle, Brother Drew, because the older one, you have a young one, and a young female, an old female, and a male. The old female does the killing because she can't move as fast as the two young ones. And they harass the eagle in the air. And at certain moments, Grandpa had taught him how to dive. The female, the old female, she'll hit that eagle across his neck and kill him graveyard dead in the air, and he come coming out of that air, and she'll have his whole head in her collar.
Uh-huh.
That's how great-grandpa and them made their war bonnets out of eagle feathers. That's the only way they could, somebody in the tribe knew how to kill him. Great-great-grandpa was born in 1840 and died in 1960 when I'm a sophomore in high school. I was given to him at 3 years old. We lived 4 years in the mountains. And he showed me a lot of shit. And then I came out of the mountains, and them two old women got a hold to me. And we doing going through things. So let's ask ourselves a question. Has there ever been a January 1st, 2020? Yes, it was. It was called January 1st, 2020, B.C. and A.D. So that's deceptive intelligence. You can't start time over. See, that's why we out of time right now, Brother Truth. We out of rhythm, out of balance, because somebody started time all over. So when we ask ourselves a question, what was going on 2020, January the 1st? Now, I got a book here called The Outline of History. At that time period, the Yang Dynasty in China was being established. Sargon, you can go in the Bible and read about him, the first king of the Akkadian Dynasty, had defeated everybody, and he was called the king of the four quarters. The dynasties of pharaohs in Egypt was the end of the old kingdom and the beginning of the middle kingdom of Egypt through the 11th and 12th dynasty. Abraham leaves Ur in Canaan. Let's see. In a literature theater, it says that the first library of Egypt scripts. I find this simply amazing, Brother Drew. The first library in Egypt script changed from Sumerian style of writing, horizontal and left to right, to Semitic style, vertical, right to left. That's amazing. That's when they started writing from left to right and right to left. It says that the snake and the bull was the religion. Isaac, Osiris, culture in Egypt, the resurrection from death. Ishtar is worshipped as goddess of love. This was all going on January the 1st. There's a whole lot of stuff that I could read. January the 1st. So it ain't no new year coming in. And then we have to ask ourselves a question, Brother Drew. That great-great-grandpa, he said, how you could tell a goddamn fool is ask them how many days in a month. He said, your mama got all of them degrees and shit. He said, grandpa don't can't even read this stuff. This mama ain't got no degrees. He said, they can't count, Brother Drew. And nobody with esoteric that look like me and you, Brother Drew, I can go back to what Grandpa said when he told me when I was young, 5 and 6 and 7 years old, 4 years old. I'm just now understanding it, that you can't count. And grandpa didn't go to your school, but you can't count. The grandpa was a carpenter. He could measure with he take inside, outside, geometry and physics. He knows that. He ain't never been into no white man's college. He called it common sense. Now, let's do some math, Brother Drew. And
okay.
I sit back and I did this math. And now what I know now, you know, you and I and Cole, we all know that's up under the teaching of Yahwehism, the original teaching of Amun Yah, always mathematically speak. it's going to come up to the numbering of, you know, if it's true or not because of the number 10 and certain numbers, the number 7, the number 12, the number 9, the number, all these numbers from the cipher, which is a, you call it a 0, to 9, and up under the teaching of Ramayana, these numbers talk to you. Now, let's ask ourselves a question, Brother Drew. How many days is it in a week? It's 7, right?
It's supposed to be.
It's seven days in a week.
Yeah.
And you're going by the moon cycle, 7 days in a week.
Yeah, it's 28 in a month.
Okay, it takes 4 weeks to make the complete cycle, moon cycle. Go from a full to a half to the blob to the blue, blue, blob, blue, blue. 4 times 7 is what, Brother Drew?
What was that question? You said 4 times 7, 28?
8 and 2 is what?
10.
Well, that's hard now. And a month got how many days in it?
28.
No, 30.
No, I mean, yeah.
31. No, 31. No, 29. No, 27.
Yeah, change.
You see where deceptive intelligence come in, Brother Drew?
Right.
This is how you out of time. And see, this is mathematically speaking, because the number 7 is what? Perfect. And the Amanyah's mathematically, if you know the laws of Amanyah, you use her codes. The number 7 is perfect. 4 times 7 is what? 28. 8 and 2 is 10.
Right.
If you add 4 and 7 together, you have 11. 11 is one-on-one with y'all. God damn it, you and her one-on-one. If you keep this damn knowledge, because y'all don't change. Because I take a disciple and connect it to the perpendicular line, it'd be a 9. I take 10, which is 10 disciples with the perpendicular line, I take that and put it up on the perpendicular line, it become a 9, and the 9 don't change, meaning that you can't change this shit here. But who changed it? Deceptive intelligence. Deceptive intelligence. That's what we've been taught. You have to renew your mind. When you do that, Brother Drew, you ain't got no answer. Now, I got some questions. I'm going to read out of my book. We know that Christianity has somebody that look like me and you, and all the world conquered. And the reason Christianity has every nation of people conquered is because what? When he went out conquering, he conquered in the name of the Roman Catholic Church, which it wasn't called Christianity. It was called Christendom. K-R-I-S-H-D-O-M. The Bible, the 1881 Bible, after studying it for so long, Brother Drew, up under certain Masonic orders and certain codes of certain Masonic knowledge that great-great-grandpa had taught me, and numbering systems of the different Masonic orders, the 4 levels, the 5 levels, the 7 levels, 9 levels, the 12 levels, large their belief and belief system, I can ask myself questions and then we go answer them. In the Bible, at the 10th chapter of Genesis, and I'm going to use the Bible. The Bible is a hell of a book, Brother Julie. It's got some instructions in there if you follow them. You follow the instructions, then you can study the history and break it down. Like, I'm going to break it down through the Bible, break it down through the Quran, the Torah, the Bible. But the Bible is what is worldwide. They made it that way, so in every language, so somebody would rise up and tell you in that Bible to understand what the mysteries of God at a certain period of time. They would recognize. That's what your Bible tells you, be a person. I like the way it reads, too. It said be a person that didn't have no letters. And he wouldn't have no MA, DDSs, and doctor's degrees. He'd be an ignorant-ass nigga like me. You and coach. That's what they call us. The people uh-huh. with the knowledge call us. Mama nicknamed me Ignac. So we're going to ask ourselves a question. What was Christianity, this first page of my book, what was Christianity called before it was called Christianity? It was called Christendom. Now, we ask ourselves another question. The word Chris is Hindu. You see, remember we studied about the language. Now, what was the name of the people that started Christianity? It was the Roman. Well, what is the Roman? A Roman is the Germanic race of people. It is Babylon, Assyria, Syria, Persia, Greek, Rome, America, up on the red, white, and blue, and the eagle as they logo, red, white, and blue as they color, the sign. And under the Birdman's religion, that's what America becomes, the seventh great empire, up under those signs, symbols, and numbers. What was the Romans' language? It was Latin. What was the name of Christendom's God? Jesus Krishna. Now, that's two words. Jesus Krishna. We ask ourselves a question. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the god of the Druids. Druid, that's the Germanic race of people. What part of Rome worshipped the god of Jesus in the days of Constantine? It was the Western Rome god. Rome was broke up in two parts, Brother Drew. And you know what, Brother Drew? Here's where we can see racism. Uh-huh. We're finna see racism right now. in its highest form, in its highest form, we're going to see racism. In Western Rome, the Germanic race of people lived. That's white folks. That's what we call white people. What part of Rome worshiped the god of Krishna in the days of Constantine? We ask ourselves that question. It was Eastern Rome. Who lived in Eastern Rome? The Hindu lived there. That's where the niggers lived, Brother Truth. Now, you see the separation? You see the separation, Brother Drew. You with me? Brother Drew.
Yeah, Brother Walker, I think you fade in and out sometimes.
Let me know. Still on. Yeah. See, you see where racism started right here in Eastern, Western, and Rome. They arguing and fucking. And see, ask ourselves what happened in the 13th century with these two gods. Then we see in the 3rd century when Constantine was ruling that they finna fight. They was finna fight. The Krishna had got tired of Jesus, the people of Jesus, messing with them. These the niggas. Constantine came in and said, oh no, we finna fight the Muslims. We can't divide this kingdom over fussing over who finna go to war, have a civil war over who God was the high God, would be considered as number one. He said, we can't have that. So he said that Jesus Krishna, both the gods would be equal in Rome, meaning how Jesus man was treating the niggas, that they were going to be equal. They couldn't do the shit that the South was doing to you. They're going to be equal. I think somebody would understand that a little clearer. Is they would be equal. And our Constitution reads that the emancipated slave would be free with equal rights, but separated. That's how the Constitution reads as we speak like that. They would be equal rights. So the history right here is the same as it is right now. Now, it's the same, up in the same system. That's why you see similarities when we go back and study the history of this. You see the similarity. So he said, Jesus Krishna, that's the God, that's the new God of all of Rome. But then Constantine put a flip on it, Brother Drew. He said, I'm going to be the mediator, the high priest. He said, and at that time, he was the high priest of Mithraism. They practiced the religion of Mithraism, which is Hindu, which is part of Hinduism, but it's an apostar Hinduism. All religions start with Hinduism, but Mithraism is an apostar in Hinduism. And he say his call at that time was the Promus Maximus. You hear what I said, Brother Drew?
Repeat that last part.
The title of Constantine, the high priest of Mithraism was Promus Maximus. Well, now let's ask ourselves a question.
Who was that?
Now, this is very interesting, Brother Drew. We walking some stuff now. We opening up a can of the high priest called Promus Maximus. That's what of Christianity. Well, we ask ourselves, what is the title of the high priest of Christianity? And it ain't Pope. It's still Promus Maximus. It's Promus Maximus. The Pope that's in Rome, his title is Promus Maximus. Google it. Christianity is Mithraism, same as Mithraism today. It's saying the high priest. Ask ourselves a question, Brother Drew. How many masses were there in Mithraism? It was 49. How many masses are there in Christianity? 49. All Christian holidays, feast days, beliefs are the same as what ancient religion of Mithraism was. Same. You just celebrated one, December the 25th.
And to celebrate another one, January the 1st.
This is what we call deceptive intelligence, where you didn't study.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see where you didn't study. We asked ourselves, what was the first Bible of Christianity called? It was called the book.
Broke up because the water can't hear you.
It wasn't called the King James. The King James is the 57th revised version of the book. In this 1881 Bible, Brother Drew, we ask ourselves, how many Jesus is it? It's two. But before we go to that, we're going to ask ourselves another question. Jesus Krishna got translated to Jesus Christo, got translated by the Anglo-Saxon in the forbidden language, Jesus the Christ. So Jesus Krishna, the God Jesus Krishna is the God of ancient Rome, and he ain't no goddamn Hebrew, and his name wasn't Yahshua. When we trace the history like this, Brother Drew, this is what we find. This is what we find. He ain't no Hebrew. His name ain't no Yahshua, because that ain't a Latin name. You see, that ain't a Latin name. So Jesus is Jesus, that's the Druid God. Krishna, Christ, is the Hindu God. And you go look up the word Christ and it'll tell you it's Krishna. You see, deceptive intelligence. Was we taught this, Brother Drew? No, we wasn't.
Right.
We wouldn't taught this. What we're talking about right now, we wouldn't taught this.
No.
We wouldn't taught this. Getting another code out the Bible. me and Cole, when we, you was with us when we was down at the Knauf and studying every day, 16 to 18 hours every day, 7 days a week. So, me and Cole started out, I asked Cole a question, I said, Cole, have you noticed how many, I asked Cole, I said, Cole, how many Jesus is in the Bible? And Cole knew the Bible, and you wake Cole up in a dead sleep, he'd be nodding. Cole, where is this in the Bible? Cole would be almost half asleep, and quote where you can go find what you done asked him where it is in the Bible. That's how bad Cole hangs. They don't know, do they, Brother Drew?
Right.
They don't know how bad Cohen is in that Bible. Cohen, boy, I asked him, I said, is there anything? You can't ask him nothing where it is in the Bible that he'll tell you right then and there. Right here. Go look at that book there. That's how tough Cohen is. I mean, that's how tough we are. I asked Cole. Cause I can always come up with a trick question. I said, Cole, have you noticed when you were reading the Bible how many Jesus is in the Bible? Cole said, 10. I said, but Cole, the three Jesuses that's in the Bible, they're teaching that. He said, well, you know the history of the rock, we can talk to them. And so we know that. I said, now let's look at Jesus the Nazarene. That's the first one. We're going in the chronological order. Then we go into the book of Acts and say, we see where there was a bomb Jesus that they wanted to crucify and kill. Well, Bob is the son of Jesus the Nazarene. So Bar in Hebrew in the language, we studied by Bar, it means son. So Bar Jesus would be the son of Jesus, and in most King James Bibles, it'll tell you son of Jesus. I got one from the dollar store to tell you that. And then we see that 275 years later, came a God named Jesus the Christ. Now, this happened 275 years later. So the teaching of Jesus the Nazarene and the teaching of Jesus Christ is opposite. Totally opposite, Brother Drew. He told the opposite. Jesus the Nazarene priesthood, when we asked ourselves these questions, was in the order of Melchizedek. Well, now, Melchizedek, see, when you go into the book of Hebrew, you read about Melchizedek, what his order was. Then the order of Melchizedek. Then who in the hell is Melchizedek? And then we go find out who Melchizedek is, and that's him. That's Noah's oldest son. He was still living at that day and period of time. So that means that his teaching came up under the order of Shem, which was Yahwehism. Jesus Christ comes up under the heading of theology. We're going to see the deceptive intelligence, Brother Drew. We're going to see the revised version of the New Testament. Jesus Christ comes up under the heading of theology. Christianity is. You teach up under the knowledge of theology. Theology is a Greek word, meaning theo is Greek, ology is the study of Greek God. So Jesus Christ was a Greek God. Yeah, that's That ain't what we've been taught, is with Brother Drew.
Nope.
Jesus the Nazarene, the original one, he that wasn't his title. Because both of that, Nazarene and Christ, is titles. It wasn't his title. Let's look at the Naz, Jesus the Nazarene. He had a certain belief. He believed in the law. Jesus the Christ lived up under grace from the law. The priesthood is different. Everything is different. What is the sign of Jesus the Nazarene? Was the fish. What's the sign of Jesus the Christ? The cross. How old is the teaching of Jesus the Nazarene? It's 2,500 years old, 250,000 years old. How old is the teaching of Jesus the Christ? 2,019 years old. We asking ourselves some questions. What is the teaching of Jesus of Nazareth called in today's society? It's called Orthodox Zionism in the ways of Yah. What is the teaching of Jesus Christ in America? Angelic gospel Christian epistle teaching of the high church, low church, broad church, of the apostolic creed, Nicene creed, and the Tertullian creed. We get some clarity on it. Well, what is the high church, the low church, and the broad church? In 2019, the high church is Pat Robertson, evangelical. They be on the news all the time. The low church is Billy Graham. And Google, or look in your dictionary, the difference between the high church and the low church. In angelic gospel, Christian Episcopal teaching. See, the high church was here first. That's Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson said, y'all mess with Trump, it'd be civil war. Billy Graham said, teaching. That was last week, Brother Drew. They were arguing amongst themselves. And all the Negroes, the African Americans, on the radio stations and shit, I hear them saying, the angelic gospel Christians, they say impeach Trump. That's Billy Graham. That ain't Pat Robertson. Because Billy Graham, Junior, he got on there and said Trump should be impeached. And he, Angelica, and these stupid black folks don't realize it's two of them churches. Which one of them churches is speaking? That's the low church speaking. The high church speaking, and Pat Robertson saying he says with Trump is saying war. But you need to believe what the Pat Robertson said, because you got two different churches. Now you got the broad church. The broad church is what the churches that you go to, up under the Apostolic Creed and the Nicene Creed. Meaning if you Baptist, you Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic, Episcopalian, or non-denomination, you up in the broad church teaching of all these things.
Pop that cross,
and see, these are questions, Brother Drew. These are questions that when we ask ourselves, when we ask ourselves these questions, we get answers. You see what I'm saying, Brother Judy? We get answers. And see, these are the questions that I ask myself. I'm sharing with you what I ask myself. And when you ask yourself these questions and you go find the answer to it, then this is what you'll come up with. Documentation beats all bullshit conversation. I got the books. Every book I got, where I get these stats out of is this. You had to realize in 1870, ain't nobody that looked like me and you could read. And ain't nobody looked like me and you now can read. It's like my big mama say, they can call words and speak words beautiful.
Uh-huh.
But reading is comprehension. See, reading is comprehension. Reading is understanding what you read. And now I got all of these questions in the book. So I say, Shema Yahawadah, Yah, Avin Yah, Ika, Tamadi Yah. Until next week, we'll go through this book. And this book only costs $1, Brother Drew.
Okay.